gathered in Helsinki, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are currently holding their first official meeting. They're due to talk for about 90 minutes with no advisers present. Now, this lack of advisers is worrying many observers in the West, and all eyes will be on a joint press conference scheduled for later on this afternoon. Well, ahead of all of this, Donald Trump tweeted that ties with Russia have never been worse. Seemingly, he's blaming Obama and what he calls the rigged inquiry into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election. Well, I asked Russia expert Gerhard Mangert what he thinks Trump gets out of this meeting here today.
Well, as the 18 months of his presidency have demonstrated, Trump has a certain inclination or even admiration for strongmen, be it the Turkish president, the North Korean chairman, or Russia's Putin. So he actually likes to be in the same company. Maybe he admires what they can do because there are no constitutional limits for, say, the Russian president. And Trump would like to have the same thing for himself in the United States as well. And that's what he's not been given by the U.S. Constitution and the U.S. institutions. So coming together with these strongmen on the international level for Trump is a sort of de facto elevation of himself to the same level of unrestrained rulers as we have, for instance, in Russia.
How much is just the symbolism of this meeting the thing that Mr. Putin wanted? Or is there something more specific that he wants from Trump?
Well, of course, in international relations, whenever there are great differences and conflicts between states, particularly between nuclear powers, it's per se a good thing to sit down and talk. But we have to say that this meeting is a concession to Vladimir Putin. He now can claim all this talk of diplomatic isolation by the West of Russia because of what it has done in Ukraine or in Syria is just talk. It's not the truth. And here are two great powers leaders who are meeting, discussing the future of the world. So it's an elevation of Putin's status. It's an elevation of Russia's status as a great power who, in coordination and in concert with the United States, claims to decide what is going on in the world's most important regional crisis and how the international order of the future should be defined.
What in particular will you be listening out for during this joint press conference, which is happening after they've met?
Well, it's difficult for the United States to manage relations with Russia, but it's even more difficult for the U.S. administration to manage Donald Trump. So what the great anxiety on the U.S. side is that Donald Trump might make statements in the press conference which do not reflect the policy of the United States administration. So we might hear some surprises, maybe on Crimea, maybe on something else. But in terms of substance, we should not expect too much. It would be a very positive thing if the two sides agree to reestablish the so-called dialogue on strategic stability, meaning conversations between the two sides on arms control. And secondly, what could be possible is that the two sides are re-establishing better diplomatic relations. This would be modest progress, but if it happens, it would be already a significant achievement of this meeting.
Thoughts there from Russia expert Gerhard Mangert.
FM4 Reality Check.